Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. For all of their faults, sheep have excellent hearing. Given the difference in time between which ear, when each ear hears a sound, a sheep's brain can pinpoint nearly the exact source of the sound. Their ears can amplify a sound to enable the sheep more clearly to tell one sound from another. They can distinguish sounds. A young sheep can identify his mother's bleat within a flock of sheep and make his way toward her. And sheep know the soothing tones of their shepherd's voice. And they can tell the difference between his voice and an impostor's. So, sheep, the Lord calls himself your shepherd. And he thereby calls you his sheep. For all the offensiveness of that illustration, sheep, after all, are not otherwise very bright, how well do you hear your shepherd? Are you listening to his voice? Or are your ears attuned to the voices of false shepherds? Your ears know the difference. He who called you by name, who has given you a name and made you his own, he alone is the good shepherd. But he who calls you by the name that you prefer to give yourself is a false shepherd. He who called you out of darkness into his own light is the good shepherd. But he who calls darkness light and who calls sin acceptable is a wicked shepherd. He who calls the wolf death by his name and refuses to run when death stalks his flock is the good shepherd. But he who wants you to ignore the wolf, who would draw your attention away, and who runs when death's foul breath lurks, he is an evil shepherd. False shepherds abound. From the one who would allow you overly to sentimentalize this good shepherd, to the one who tells you that this Jesus who calls himself the good shepherd is chiefly a good moral teacher, are all false shepherds. So is the one who preaches a Jesus to save you from economic hardship or physical oppression. So is the one who gathers a flock around his own personality, who preaches himself more than he preaches the good shepherd. So is the one who caters his message to what sheep are itching to hear. False shepherds are easy to find. And your ears are keen enough to know the difference. There is only one good shepherd. Do not give ear to false shepherds. Not even the wolf, death, could frighten this shepherd. Death howled and prowled, and the sheep were terrified. He licked his lips and fed insatiably on this flock. But the shepherd was unafraid. The shepherd intervened, placed himself between the wolf and the flock, blocking the wolf's uninhibited access to the sheep with his own body. So death snarled and roared, "Don't you know what I can do to you? I'll drive away all your friends. Your sheep will scatter. I'll rip your clothes off of you. I'll tear the flesh from your bones. I'll pull your joints out of their sockets. I'll sink my teeth into your tender, sinless flesh. I'll hang you humiliatingly for people to mock. And then, slowly, agonizingly, I'll devour you." Funny thing about the wolf death. He's honest. But the shepherd knew his fate. He came for this very purpose. Just a couple verses after today's gospel reading, the shepherd himself declares, "No one takes my life from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it back up again." And so the wolf did everything he threatened. The shepherd was seized in the garden and his flock scattered. He was stripped, beaten, whipped, mocked. He was publicly humiliated, nailed to a cross. And as death's merciless teeth sank deeper and deeper into the shepherd, he cried out in agony and finally died. death swallowed the shepherd. And for 3 days he was in death's belly. And for the first time ever, death's insatiable hunger was satisfied. But on the third day, the shepherd tore death's belly open and strode out triumphantly, almost proudly. Death lay defeated, dying behind him. This good shepherd, Jesus Christ, who alone offered his body to the wolf death, who alone has authority to lay his life down and to take it back up again. He has called you by name in the waters of holy baptism and has made you a part of his flock. The death he died for you. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. I know my own, and my own know me. For all of your tendency to wander from the fold, the good shepherd died. For your desiring false shepherds, the good shepherd died. Because the wolf death would have made you his eternal meal, the good shepherd died for you. So now, the penalty for your sinfulness has been paid, and death's rumbling stomach is both satisfied and ripped open. Even though death still bites, still stings, still consumes for a moment, he is defeated. The shepherd will lead his sheep from death to life, right out of death's gaping belly into life eternal. Shepherd, sheep follow their shepherd even into death and out of death. The shepherd will call forth his sheep on the day of his return. You know the shepherd's voice. In baptism, he has recreated you, made you new, given you ears that are uniquely attuned to the voice of your shepherd. No other voice sounds the same. No other voice speaks you into his flock. No other voice calls you from death into life. No other voice in one breath calls sin evil, damnable, worthy of hell, and in the next breath declares sin completely forgiven. No other voice could announce from the cross, "It is finished." No other voice speaks faith into your ear. No other voice declares you righteous and forgiven. No other voice is like this shepherd's. "Lord, to whom shall we go?" You alone have the words of eternal life. No other voice invites you, bids you to graze in the pastures of the Lord's mercy. Here at his altar, the good shepherd feeds you with his own life-giving flesh and blood. Here, sheep, you feast on forgiveness. Here he spreads a table before you in the presence of your enemies, sin, death, and the devil. Here is proof that the good shepherd has given his life for yours. Here is proof that your sins are forgiven, obliterated. Here is proof that even the foul-smelling wolf death need no longer alarm you. Here you are fed and nourished with the one who rose from the dead and who promises with his own voice to call you forth from death into resurrection life. Here at his altar, the good shepherd guards your faith. Knowing his voice that has spoken you forgiven, you may continue to follow the good shepherd. As trusting sheep, you may follow Jesus, undaunted, undeterred, unafraid of death. He who laid down his life for you is the one alone who defeated death for you. And he bids you follow. In your following, it may not always be easy. He may lead you through the valley of the shadow of death. The table of bounteous feast he prepares for you will at times be in the presence of your enemies. But you graze and continue to graze in the good pastures of the Lord's church, in the eternal sheepfold of the elect. And where you follow, the good shepherd has already gone, into death and out of death, into resurrected life eternally. And he gives you his life, and he bids you follow. Alleluia. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.